All right, everyone, good morning. It is Sunday, March 17th, 2024. It's the MA OB Daily Podcast. I'm your host, as always, Adam Martin. I'll be joined by Big Marcel in just a moment here. He just needs a few extra minutes here, guys. So just give me a second and Marcel will join us. But I wanted to start the podcast anyways because it is 10 a.m. and that's when I said we'd be doing it today. So we're here ready to talk about UFC Vegas 88. We're going to recap that card. Martin Tybura submits Ty Dubasa in the main event. Very fucking weird card. I'm just going to say that right now. Very, very weird card. Weird results. Weird judges' decisions. Weird no contest. I think there were seven underdogs that won. It was like six or seven underdogs. I'll double check in a sec. But it was a weird card. A tough card. I mean, I didn't do great on this card. We did hit the main event. Marcel and I, we had a consensus dog, Martin Tybura, in the main event. So I'm happy about that. But there were some fights that didn't have great reads on. There was a few I had good reads on for sure, but it was a hit or miss card for sure. I from what I've seen, most people didn't really like this card that much. It's one of those cards where people were saying we have too many of these subpar cards at the Apex. I watch every card every Saturday. I mean, it goes without saying, right? But at the same time, like, I'm more than just a fan. It's also like part of what I do to make a living by doing this. So it's one of those things where I don't feel like I'm the best guy to like use an example of, oh, well, you're going to watch the card, right? Like, I don't know. I think casual fans, this is a card that you might want to skip, and I said it before, I thought it wasn't the best card on paper, and I don't think it turned out amazing. I don't think it was horrible either, but I just think some of the weird decisions and some of the weird, things with the no contest and some of the other stuff that happened on this card, the referees are a little strange too. There's just a lot to really unpack on this one. So we'll get into it in a second here. Like I said, Marcel will be here in a minute. He's just running a little few minutes late, so no big deal, but he'll come in a sec. We got Patrick in the chat. The boys couldn't wait to recap. Well, we're going to recap it. We recap every card, every UFC card. So it was either today or tomorrow, and I have my daughter tomorrow, so I felt like we should just do it today. Get it out of the way. Get out of the way bright and early. Marcel's team, Audiax, is playing at 11:45 a.m., so we got an hour and 45 minutes with you guys before Marcel's going to run off and watch his football team play this morning. We got Fight Game in the chat, the Dalgarian fight. We can't wait to talk about that one. We got Zach in the chat as well. Marcel is there to pre-podcast dump. I completely agree. I mean, that's definitely what it is. He said he needed 5 minutes. So it's been 4 minutes since he messaged me. So he's got about 1 minute left before he's going to be late here. But no, I totally understand. Hey, man, I have to go to Sporty too. Although, I have an excuse here. I still made it. I still made it to the podcast. But anyways, yeah, we're going to get into this podcast in just a second, guys. I'll start when Marcel will join us in a second here. Let's go through a fight one by one, as we always do. Start the main event, work our way down. Overall picks on this card, not great. 5-7-1 no contest. So a subpar night for me. Again, there was, I'm going to count it right now. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 underdogs at one. I picked one of them. So, yeah. And there was another one I picked that lost. So, I mean, when that happens, you're not going to have a great night. I didn't see too many people, like, have a great night of picks. I know some people made, some money on this card with some of the dog bets. So, that's good to see. But, yeah, for me, it wasn't my best card, obviously. We got Drew in the chat as well. What's up, Drew? Yeah, Kennedy, that was not good. And I did see the tweet by Dave Mason from Bet Online. He said that Kennedy, Nechekwu, and More money on him in parlays than, like, I think any college basketball team yesterday, or pretty much any team in general, which is crazy. I did talk about that last week. I thought Kennedy would win, obviously, but I think everyone did for the most part. But I mean, the line was crazy, -700 on this guy who's super inconsistent. He's just not a great fighter, and to be honest, he might get another shot in the UFC, but, like, I don't think he's that great, man. I really don't. And I've been pretty good at picking his fights over the years. This one, obviously, I got wrong, but it just was one of those fights. Like, I have a hard time picking the 40 plus fighters, but in this case, he did well. We won't talk about that here. Let's see here. Where's Marcel? So he's been 6 minutes, so he's a minute late. That's okay. He'll be here in a minute, guys. All right, let's just start with the main event. Work our way down. So again, we had the consensus dog, right? I gotta go look document all the consensus dogs we've had in the last couple of years, because I feel like we hit it a pretty high clip with these. And in this case, we once again get a winner here with Martin Tybura submitting Ty Tuivasa in the first round. Ty obviously hurt Martin early on with an elbow, cut Martin open. And to be honest, as someone, I had Martinez as one of my best bets. And when that happened, I was like, okay, this isn't the worst thing in the world because he didn't get knocked out. And now that he's been cut open, he's probably going to have to like shoot for a takedown soon because you can't really risk the doctor coming in and taking a look at a cut and the fight being stopped. And that's what happened. Immediately after that, he went and took down Tuivasa and submitted him pretty quickly. Well, he went for grounded pound first. Ty's got like a coconut for a head, so it's going to be hard to finish him with grounded pound. You pretty much have to knock him out cold like Sergey Pavlovich did or some of the other guys that have fought Ty, like Cyril Gane or whatever. You know what? I actually was looking at Tuivasa's record. I've got every single fight of his right in the UFC. It's pretty crazy. So I wish I only been on Ty Tuivasa because then I would be rich right now. What's up, Marcel?
Hi, bro.
We're talking about Ty Tuivasa and Marcin Tybura. I just started talking about it. So I was saying, Marcel, we got this dog right again. Nice to see. I think our hit rate for these must be super high. Marcel, I'm looking at Ty Tuivasa's record. I've got every fight he was right in the UFC, all the fights, including the losses to Ivanov, Spivak, and some of these other ones. So I was saying, Marcel, I wish I only bet on his fights because I'd be fucking rich and I'd be living in a castle. So I don't, unfortunately, but I've got all this rights right in the UFC. He has 15 fights. I'm 15-0 with Ty Tuivasa fights. That's pretty amazing. So like that, Marcin looked good. I was just saying, like, he got cut open and pretty much needed to go for the finish because you can't risk the doctor stopping it. Anything you want to say about the main event?
Yeah, but first of all, my apologies. I'm late, guys. I've been since last night. I have like a bad stomach ache. So I
read the comment here. From
yeah, Zach. He's right. Dude, he's right. I've been like 7 times last night. It's crazy. Yeah. But man, I mean, it pretty much it went the way we expected it. You know, I didn't expect him to finish him that early, man. I said decision or a late finish, you know, but he got a quick, man. And he had some hammer fists on the ground, which were pretty hard as well, you know. And I think in the beginning, I think Ty did well. In the first 30 seconds, he tagged him with the elbows and with punches. But, I mean, Tybura did what he had to do. And besides that first 30 seconds, his game plan was great, you know. It was taking him down, punching him, and then getting into choke. And he got it, man. So, yeah, good for Tybura. I think I should match Tybura with Jelton Almeida, I think, next. I think that makes a lot of sense.
I'm good with that. I mean, like, I know he's lost 4 straight. I don't think he's going to get cut because, again, he's popular. He'll get one more, I think. And he's only been losing the top 10 guys.
I said Tybura.
Oh, sorry, Tybura. My apologies. I thought you said Ty. I hope they don't cut Ty, though. That's what I think. No. Considering Jelton lost, I wouldn't do that. I would rather see him fight Rozenstruik. Although, again, Rozenstruik did lose to Jelton. I mean, if they want to do that fight, it's fine, Marcel. It's an interesting fight, right? It is interesting because, you know, Marcin doesn't have the best striking. I'm still not completely sold on him by any means, but I like the matchup for him, right?
So I like what Patrick says, man, but I think Ty wins that fight, man.
Ty versus Rebels, they could do that fight. They might. I mean, it's possible. They could use the try to build a prospect up. I mean, he hasn't looked that
good. Yet. I'm not sold on Rebels, to be honest, man.
Yeah. I mean, he knocked out Parisian in 18 seconds, but you know, didn't take.
Yeah, much. But did you see how it happened?
Yeah, I did. It was kind of crazy. He had that crazy hook. Yeah, I know. I got to put the whole house on Ty, and then I'll upgrade to a castle here. Yeah. Yeah, Ty's. I mean, dude, the ground and pound was pretty brutal, but I mean, he survived it, so it was pretty impressive. Anything else you want to say about this one, main event?
No, I'm good.
Okay, cool. And before you came on, I was just talking about the card and how it was a fucking weird card, right? It was one of the weirder cards, wasn't it? It was. What do you think of the card? I mean, overall, what do you think?
I don't know, man. I would give it a 6. No, it wasn't.
That's what I said. Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I should say.
Wasn't bad, wasn't great, you know. It was like a typical, what do you mean? Like a card in 2 years, we never talk about this card anymore.
Probably. I mean, I don't, exactly. All right, well, and here's a fight we'll probably never talk about again. Brian Battle, Angelosa, no contest. Angelosa bitched out, dude. I mean, straight up, he did. And Brian Battle called him out on it. Michael Bisping called him out. Dominic Cruz called him out. Everyone can see that he wanted out of that fight. I mean, that's a straight up quit. What did you think, man?
Listen, man, I always say, like, I have my thoughts about it, but I'm not a doctor, so I'm not going to say he quit. But it didn't look like really that bad, you know. But then again, I'm not a doctor, you know. So, but it didn't look that bad, you know. And I understand the battle frustration, you know. And man, they almost continued to fight after the no contest. So,
I mean, it's nothing against Angelosa. I think he's a decent fighter. But, dude, I mean, like, I'll give you an example. Look at that Khizriev-Muradov fight. The guy couldn't open his fucking eye. And immediately mm-hmm. after the fight, you know, his he's like holding a towel to his eye, and he goes, you know, gives the guy props. This dude had where'd the energy come from after the fight was stopped? Where was that? Where'd that come from? He's so all of a sudden he wants to kill the guy, and he said he couldn't fight 30 seconds before that. I don't know, man. I'm not buying it, dude. I don't think the UFC was happy either. I mean, the UFC, they all watched the fight. Dude, the commentators were calling them out. I mean, they wouldn't have called them out if they didn't think it was kind of sketchy. And I understand, like, with Bisping, it's pretty ironic, right? Because he followed
that. Yeah, you saw that. But you saw that with Bisping, that he was talking to Battle and didn't know the camera was on him.
I saw that. He's like, oh. Dude, I think the whole world knows this guy wanted out of the fight. I don't like saying fighters quit. I really don't like saying it. But in this case, Marcel, it sure seemed like it. And also, I don't know if the like proper protocol was really followed here, because I was looking at Aaron McGracken, you know, the lawyer guy on Twitter. He posted the rules. They're supposed to wait like a few minutes now before the doctor comes in, and he came in like immediately. I don't think they followed the proper protocol. It's supposed to be like, I think it's a minute and a half before the doctor comes in.
It wasn't also Beltran's night, let's be honest.
No, Beltran had a fucking weird night too. And we like him here, but
yeah,
it was a weird night for him. Anyways, rematch, or do you think Brian Battle moves on to a better opponent? What do you
think? I'm good with both ways. You know, you can do a rematch and you can go, Battle can move on. I don't mind, to be really honest.
Honestly, man, I feel like we know that he was the better fighter. I don't think we need to see it again, but if they want to rematch it, whatever. I mean, whatever. All right. Oh, here's the upset of the night. +500 underdog, Ovince St. Preux defeats Kennedy Nchakwu, split decision. I had him winning the fight. I gave him the first two rounds. The third round, it's funny because actually Kennedy landed a knockdown, I believe. Or sorry, OSP landed a knockdown, but I thought Kennedy, I don't know, I gave it to him for whatever reason, and it was close. I mean, listen, OSP won the fight. I think you could even score all three rounds for him. I think he clearly won the fight. Kennedy, -700, was probably one of the worst parlay busters like I can think of. He had a terrible performance. What do you think, though, man?
Man, I mean, who would have thought that OSP could go three rounds, 15 minutes like that, you know? And Kennedy, I don't know what Kennedy was doing. Really bad performance, man. A really bad performance. It was like, there's an OSP. It's nothing against OSP, but he's really like at the end of his career pretty much, you know? And Kennedy looked like he, I don't know, man. He just didn't look good, in my opinion. And, man, I mean, like I said, all respect to OSP, but in no way I would ever pick OSP in this fight before the fight, you know? And but he did it, and he deservedly got the win.
Yeah, I mean, I was pretty shocked. I'm not going to lie. I mean, if you turn back the clock, I thought he looked pretty good, honestly.
Yeah, he did.
I mean, he looked like slow, but he was still landing punches. Like his combinations were lighting up. Jeku, 143 strikes landed, most on the card. So pretty impressive. Kennedy, you know, like he's always had that problem. He kind of just stands there and gets punched a lot. And you know, the Dawin Jung. Remember that fight with Dawin Jung a few years ago?
Yeah, of course.
Just by elbow to death. Like it was kind of like that. He's very inconsistent, Marcelo Kennedy.
Yeah,
I think he's very inconsistent. Do you think they cut him, or do you think he gets one more?
He probably gets one more, but I mean, this wasn't good, you know.
It's bad. It was his stock. I saw Cole talking about that in our chat last night. His stock might be one of the guys on the card that dropped the lowest, I think. OSP, who should he fight next? Is he just going to be like a gatekeeper type they give a prospect to or something? Or
yeah, something like that. I don't even know. I didn't even thought about it, who he should be fighting next.
I just want to think, like, who's a good prospect at 205 that's like not ranked right now? I'm just trying to think. Let me take a look. Because I thought he looked decent.
Didn't he beat Manifield years ago?
He did. That may be an interesting rematch. I was thinking maybe that. How about that Zhang Mingyang guy that knocked out the Brenson Ribeiro guy? What would that?
Yeah, then I would go with Brenson Ribeiro, not but Zhang Mingyang, man.
Yeah, that'd be fun. Or how about the Rodolfo Bellotto guy? Someone like that, you know, like a prospect. I think at this point, like, even Bogdan Guskov, that would be fun too, right?
Yeah.
I think any of those guys would make sense. Philippe Lins could be. Well, he already fought him actually.
Yeah, he fought him.
Yeah, just kind of like those bottom end guys, I think. Maybe a Marcin Prochniow, someone like that too. Could be someone like that. I don't know.
I think that's a possibility. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. All right, let's go to the next fight here. I want to get your thoughts on this, and you guys in the chat can chime in too. I think this is a horrible decision. Christian Rodriguez defeats Isaac Delgarian, split decision. I just don't agree with it. No one's going to change my mind about this one. I don't agree with it at all. You know, I just really don't. I really, really heavily disagree with giving Christian Rodriguez round two. I was I really thought they scored the fight wrong. They added up the scores wrong. That's what I thought. I'm like, oh, they must have added them up wrong because it was kind of a weird scorecard. It's 2-2 at 2-10-8 rounds. Bro, I just don't agree with giving him a second round. You can't sit here and tell me because he landed a few extra strikes that's going to outweigh all the takedowns, control time, position changes, everything. I don't agree with it. I mean, you guys are going to point to the rules. Oh, well, it says this. I don't care. I mean, that's not how we score fights. It's never been scored like this. And remember, it's a split decision. So one of the judges didn't think that was the way it should have been scored. Give me your thoughts, I guess. But I honestly thought this was – I was shocked. I'm not going to lie. I was absolutely shocked. Give me your thoughts.
I was waiting for the decision, and I already had my write down written down. I had, like, Dolgarian stays undefeated, goes to the judges for the first time. That's what I had, you know. So in my mind, the first round was a clear 10-8, in my opinion. You know, he completely dominated that fight. Second round, he had a lot of control time. He had takedowns. I think Rodriguez on paper had 4 more strikes. I mean, that shouldn't out.
I agree.
I think the control time and the takedowns. So that's a 10-9 for Dolgarian to me. And the third round, you can give a 10-8 to Rodriguez. He was dominant there and he was doing damage, you know. So you go 28-27 for Dolgarian, in my opinion. And I was shocked as well, dude. Like I said, I had my write down written already to post, you know, and I had to adjust it because I said controversial, but it was just a really bad decision. Not even controversial, in my opinion. And you know, I picked Rodriguez. You picked Dolgarian before. You know, you picked. I think you picked Dolgarian by finish.
I actually had him by decision.
I had Rodriguez by decision.
You know what? Like, it was the only time he's ever gone the distance. I think that was a good read on my part that it would go the distance. Yeah, I think you had a good read, obviously, by picking Rodriguez because he ended up winning the fight. I don't really feel like I got this pick wrong. You know what I mean? Like, even though it's wrong on paper, I don't feel bad about the
way I'm not gonna brag about a pick that I think I got wrong. I think you got the pick right, you know. And that's the thing, you know. Listen, man, you know, I like C-Rod a lot, I like Dolgarian a lot, but I think Dolgarian won the fight, man. I think he clearly won round 1-10-8. He won round 2-10-9. I think C-Rod came back great in the third round. He got there at 10-8, but it was too late, you know. And I was like, during that round, I was like, dude, you can't finish him here. I had the feeling, you know, but he didn't finish him. And I was like, okay, you're going to be mad at the end because you had the chance and you're going to lose by 28-27 here likely, you know. But then he wins by 28. I was super surprised, you know. I think it was competitive, but it was a bad decision.
I mean, all the media had it for Dolgarian or a draw, which I think a draw is cool too because, you know, the third round's a clear 10-8 for Rodriguez. I think the first round's 10-8 for Dolgarian too. Like, I think that's fine, but I also feel like of the two rounds, you know, the strike count 35 to 5 for Rodriguez in the third round, and then 9-1 in the first round. And I understand he had almost 5 minutes of control of the 3 takedowns and everything. And I get that all weighs into it too. But like for me, like the third round was the clearest 10-8 round like I've probably ever seen. I actually thought Marcel, when they did it, I was like, okay, maybe they gave him a 10-7 round. Maybe. Like I didn't think it would be, but maybe.
That would have been ridiculous as well, to be honest.
I think giving him the second round is ridiculous, ridiculous. I also feel like there's a lot of people doing mental gymnastics on Twitter right now, like people I respect, trying to justify these scorecards. And I think it's terrible. I think you need to call bad judges.
Why did they keep doing that, man?
You know, it's just weird, man. It's like they don't – are they friends with these judges? Like, I don't really understand it. I don't get it. I mean, this is – dude, like I said, Marcel, the go to MMA decisions, the media had it unanimously for Dolgarian. Twitter, from everything I saw, everyone had for Dolgarian. Most people called this a robbery. I think it's one of the worst decisions I've ever seen. I really do.
It's really easy, man. You know, if Dolgarian got the victory by decision, nobody would have said anything. You know, Rodriguez got the decision, everybody says everything. So it's pretty clear it's a bad decision.
Yeah, no, I agree completely. I got a couple comments about it. Patrick had it for Dolgarian. Yeah, I thought so. Zach said, I can think the optics from the judge. Yeah, I mean, maybe, like, because it's true. Like, they don't have the you know, different angles like we do watching on TV, but at the same time, I feel like it's still a fight that you got to score for them. I agree completely. I don't feel like I rocked. Here's the thing. Like, we talk about the 12-8 strike count. Okay. Yeah, I understand that different strikes can have different impact, but it didn't seem like there was really anything super impactful. And also, there was, like, no knockdowns or anything. So you can't really use, like, for instance, like, Rob Font, Chito Vera, where, you know, Cheeto's knocking down Rob Font after Gano landed. Like, that's different. This is not – there was no knockdown. No one got really hurt. And the guy control the most of the fight. And again, it's, and people keep forgetting this, it's not even about the control part. It's like effective grappling. He was effective grappling. He effectively grappled. It's striking and grappling. It's MMA. If you're just going to count the striking, then it's not MMA anymore. It's kickboxing.
I agree with you.
Yeah, I thought it was just bad scorecards. What's up, Joe? Yeah, I don't know. I saw that Dalgarian said C-Rod was greased. I mean, I had no idea. Yeah, I mean, everyone says that, it feels like. He was greased. Yeah, I don't know. I'm not sure what to say about the greasing thing. But, yeah, I mean, the guy was obviously salty and pissed that he lost. So, I think he should have went after judges, though, not his opponent. But, you know, he was understandably pissed. Like, I can understand his frustration. All right, next fight here, Macy Chasson had, I don't know, maybe her best performance in the UFC, submits Pani Kianza in first round. Yeah, I mean, she looked great, man. I got this pick wrong. I thought Pani would keep it standing and no striker. Bad pick on my part, but it happens. Yeah, Macy looked good, dude, and she made the weight. She looked good on the scale. Any thoughts on her performance?
Yeah, happy for her, man. She said after the fight that she was thinking about stopping with fighting after that Aldana loss, but she got a good diet now going. She said, I think, and she can easily make 135, which is great, man. And she looked good, you know. So I would rebook the Caitlin Vieira fight, which was supposed to happen earlier this year. Makes all the sense, I think. And yeah, good for Macy, man. I mean, she beat Kip Penny years ago, the Ultimate Fighter finale at 145. And then now it was at 135. Penny was above her. I think she was 10, Penny was 6. So she will move up in the rankings. And good for Macy, man. I always thought she is like legit, you know what I mean? But for some reason, she had trouble, much trouble with the making weight to go to 135. And man, she only has 3 losses in the UFC. One bad one, I think, against Lina Landsberg. But the other ones are against Raquel Pennington and against Reina Aldana. So that's not that bad.
No, she's definitely a solid fighter. I agree completely. It was Macy's first finish. No, she had 2 other finishes. She beat it was Sarah Maras and Gina Mazzani. She finished them too. They're not that good though. They're Penny's her best win, obviously. In the UFC. I'm not sure what the odds were, but I think they were probably okay. I mean, she finished her the first time they fought.
Yeah.
Also, we're naked too, wasn't it? Yeah. Two were naked. Yeah. I thought Torres beat Dern as well, and I thought Jared beat Patty in those 2 fights, so bad decisions there. Let's go to the next fight here. Gerald Merchart, submit your boy Brian Barberina, who shouldn't be at middleweight. I mean, he really shouldn't be at middleweight, Marcel. I don't know. I know you interviewed him this week. You think there's any chance he goes back down?
I don't know, man. I think he says he feels good at middleweight. So, I mean, what can I say about it? Yeah, I mean, this was pretty much a striker against a grappler kind of guy, you know. And listen, I talked to Brian about it. I was like, no disrespect to your grappling or his striking, but I feel like it's like striking versus grappling. He's like, yeah, I know, man, you know. And the thing is, like, as long as it kept standing, I think he tagged Gerald, like, late first or early second round, but that was his only good moment, I think, in the fight, because Gerald was just like he was winning the fight, clearly, you know, and he got the takedown the second round. And I was like, when he got taken in the first round, I was like, he probably gets the finish here, but he got the finish in the second round. Complete gentleman, Merchart helping Barberina to get back to his senses after he choked him out, you know. And yeah, good for Gerald, man. Listen, man, this is a 10th submission win in the UFC. That's big. Man, it's crazy when you think that he lost to your boy, you know, I forgot his name by now, but he got also a win against him, the dude with 100 losses. But man,
Jay Ellis.
Yeah, Jay Ellis. But yeah, man, Gerald is kind of, I feel Gerald is kind of a gatekeeper at middleweight, you know, and that's a respectable title in this one, you know. I think Gerald can make it difficult against almost everybody. I only think he doesn't really stand a chance against the top of the division, you know. But his ground game is solid, and he proved that before. So no real surprise here that he could finish it with submission.
You think Brian gets cut, or you think they give him a more like Bam Bam? He's lost 4 straight, but he's exciting usually, right?
Yeah, that's it. You know, he's a fun fighter. He's a good guy as well, you know. I hope they – obviously, listen, man, I'm good with Brian, so obviously I hope they give him another one. And he's a respectful dude, respectable guy, so I hope they give him another one. But, man, I mean, four straight losses, you know, if they want to get rid of you. I think, like, now maybe he gets another one, but imagine this fight happens in September or something, you know, during the Contender Series. Yeah, then you might get cut, you know what I mean?
if he stays at middleweight, I'm just looking at the, like, again, I mean, there's like, maybe he could beat a guy like that Robert Bridget guy that lost to Iho Pateria. Maybe that's a guy you could beat. Maybe. I mean, yeah. I just think he's in the wrong weight class. But like Dennis Tolulin, is he still on the roster? He could fight him. That guy's not very good. He could probably beat him. There's probably a couple of guys he could beat at the bottom end, but I don't know. And he's, I think he's just in the wrong weight class. He looked just, I know he says he feels good, probably because he's eating more. He looked a little tubby to me, man. And I don't mean it disrespectfully because I'm a big guy too, but like he just didn't, he doesn't look like the right weight class.
Yeah, he says he still has to cut. So not a lot.
Oh, wow, that's surprising to me.
Yeah, he said like, I mean, I'm now at middleweight and people think like I don't have to cut anymore, but I still have to cut. I think he still had to cut like 10, 15 pounds or something. So
how the fuck did he make 155 before?
It was at 70, right?
Way before, and didn't he fight like Joe Ellenberger at 155 earlier in his career? Yeah, he started his career at 155, man. He did. He fought his first fight in the UFC was at 155. Right. The second fight against Chad the Priest was at 155. How did he make that weight class? That is crazy. That's a mystery. All right. By the way, Gerald Meerschaert ties Anderson Silva most finishes middleweight. I think he's like the most underrated middleweight of all time. I think it's fair to say, dude. No one ever talks about this guy, and he has the most finishes tied with Anderson.
He's kind of a Paul Craig, you know. He can finish you out of nowhere on the ground, you know. And he's just solid, man. I mean, I don't think he ever will touch a title or whatever, you know. But he's just solid, you know. He's a guy, you know. He comes to fight, you know. And he had some promises as well, but overall, he always comes to fight.
The other thing I was going to mention, I think he should have got a bonus. I think he had one of the and Michael Bisping was like, you know, Michael Bisping was impressed, and I was too. I mean, he was just saying it was like a clean performance. It really was. Like he didn't really like. I know Brian maybe connected a few times, but not really. He had a really clean performance, I thought.
But not only him. I think Mike Davis
got a bonus. I was looking at it again. They gave the four finishes and the four fighters had the first round finishes. So. Yeah. That to me, that's just a really lazy way to do it. I just think these fighters had better, like, not only did they finish them quicker than some of the other people, but I thought they should have got bonuses. I think they could have given out extra bonuses on this card, but again, you know, it didn't do a lot of gate. But when they just made $14 million last week in Miami, I think they could have given out a few extra bonuses. But that's just me. It's not my company. Mike Davis, speaking of him, gets the win over Natan Levy, who missed weight, by the way. Yeah, Mike Davis looked amazing, man. I think Mike Davis should get a top 15 opponent, dude. I think he's ready. I know he fought Gilbert Burns a few years ago, but I was short notice debut. Mark Stahl, he looks good. He's good, man. He's good everywhere. Dude, he doesn't fight enough, though.
He's such a fun fighter, but that's the thing, you know. He has only five fights in 5 years in the UFC, you know. And he's on a four-fight winning streak, but he's such a fun fighter. He's good stand-up. He's good on the ground. He asked for either Paddy Pimblett or a veteran. I'm cool with him giving him Clay Guida as well, for example. You know, I have no problem with that because I think Mike Davis is really pretty much unknown by a lot of fans. You know, I think only the hardcore fans or the people who watch all the time, they know about Mike Davis. But I think a lot of people still don't know, you know. So I think with the fight with the Clay Guida or Vince Pichel, which he has, put some more there. And I think the UFC should put him on the main card next. You know what I mean? I think he's a very entertaining fighter. I like him a lot. He won that fight with ease against Natan Levy, you know. And Natan Levy isn't a bad fighter. So, I like it. And even this, man, if they give him a top 50, man, all for it as well. But the thing is, lightweight, top 25, it's all pretty much top 15 in any other division. You know what I mean? So, yeah.
Yeah, no, I agree. Couple comments here. I think you should have got a bonus to you, Patrick. Mm-hmm. He called up Patty. That's funny. You wanted more money? Yeah, I mean, he should. I think he's got like some Twitch channel. I saw his post on an interview. You know, he seemed like a cool guy. He's really like a good mood, really like a personable guy. So he's just a likable guy, I think. And he's a good fighter. You know what I mean? Again, though, he doesn't fight often enough. But
Marcel,
I think he's really like well-rounded, though, too. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like, he's good everywhere. Yeah. Remember that Thomas Gifford guy? He just killed that dude in that fight. Like,
yeah, I feel so bad for Gifford back then. Remember that he was completely dominating the fight and Gifford got so much damage. And I was like, please don't knock him out. And he knocks him out like 10 seconds before the end of the third round. It was so sad.
Yeah.
You know, but it was a great really performance by him.
Yeah, he's looked good in the UFC. He beat Mason Jones. He beats Slava Borshov. So he just looked good. All right. Chelsea Chandler, she missed weight as well. I saw her post-fight. She said she had her period this week. So I guess you can kind of give her a pass. That's something that men don't have to deal with. Women do. And you know, some people say it's an excuse, but, you know, I think it's a valid one. And I mean, it was kind of a shitty fight. I actually really wasn't paying attention. I was saying in the Discord yesterday, I ordered a pizza, so I went and drove to the pizza place to pick it up during this fight. I had it on my phone. It was more important. I'm like, okay, if there's any, I need to get food. I was starving, and the pizza place down the street. And I'm like, I don't really care about this fight anyways. It's not like I bet on this shit. You know what I mean? So people were saying that she won the fight anyway. So go ahead.
Alan didn't want to cut his own salami. So
No, I didn't. I just didn't care about this fight. I mean, honestly. Did you watch it?
I watched it. It wasn't a great fight. You know, I think Chelsea Chandler won the fight by being the better wrestler in that fight to use her, how do you say that, her advantage in like how do you say that? She is more
bigger.
her bigger advantage over Nunes, I think. Listen, man, Nunes, this is a clear thing that Nunes shouldn't be at 135, you know? I know she beat Bea Malecki. I know she beat Zara Farron, but both girls aren't that great, you know? Let's be honest. Nunes should cut down to 125, maybe even to 150, you know? She's really undersized at 135. Chelsea dominated her with the wrestling, you know? I mean, good win for Chelsea, happy for her, you know, after that weird-ass fight against Norma Dumont last time. And but let's see if she can get the weight together, because we all know, I think she said before, like, she prefers to fight at 145 because she's really hard for her to make 135. The UFC doesn't want to make any 145 fights anymore. So, let's see what happens next.
Yeah, I mean, she's 5'2". And you know what? Like, I should have taken more consideration of the size. I mean, it really was a big difference.
Fucked up.
Chandler cut to 125. I mean, she didn't make 135. I don't think 125 is possible. I mean, maybe, but I don't think so. I think Nunes, though, for sure. 5'2". Happy St. Patrick's Day, you too, brother. Hope you enjoy your smoke, man. Chelsea will always be a gem for that meme spirit. Yeah, I know. All right, we'll go to the next fight here. Jafel Filio gets the bonus, submits Ode Osborne. Ode Osborne didn't land even a one strike. Pardon? Sorry? Deserve? Yeah. Oh, for the bonus? Yeah. I mean, I really like Filio. I think we both do. You know, he had that crazy fight on Contender. He knocked the dude out. And then he was beating Makhachev and then got finished with like 30 seconds left. He knocked out or submitted Berez after getting knocked down in that crazy fight last year. And then he goes and submits Ode. By the way, Ode Osborne's, I think, for sure getting cut. I know he beat Charles Johnson last year, but I don't think he's going to stick around, man. He's 4-5 in the UFC. And I think it's cut. There's too many flyweights now, anyways. I think Filio's good. What do you think about this guy?
The pastor, yeah, he's good. He looked really good, and that's what we expect pretty much, you know. Yeah. I think he's one of the underrated guys at flyweight. You can match him up with pretty much anybody, you know. I feel like maybe we should do a Brazil versus Brazil fight, and we do Jafel Filio against Bruno Silva, you know.
I saw his post fight, you know, who he called out? He called out someone, he called out Jimmy Flick, that was the call out.
Yeah, oh, that's good too. Yeah.
He said it'd be fun, like, to do jiu-jitsu guys against each other, right? Yeah, so
that's cool.
Yeah,
right. I was laughing about Fabiano Buscai, the how do you say that, the interpreter, yeah, that he was really like interpret the way with the same expression Filio said it in Portuguese.
He's good, man. He's one of the better
great guys.
He's fun. Yeah, he's a cool dude. I saw him in Toronto. He was wearing this really nice scarf walking by the octagon. Go to the next fight here. Danny Silva defeats Josh Koulibaly by split decision. Where's other people defending this decision? Where is it? Because I'm looking at the stats on this one. Danny Silva, 45 strikes. Josh Koulibaly, 87. Where's other people saying Josh Koulibaly should have won this fight? Danny Silva had 4 minutes of four takedowns, and he had 5 minutes of control. Dolgarian had like 10 minutes of control. I think this was a fight that could have gone either way.
I agree. Who did you score it for?
I had it for Danny Silva too. I did. Okay. But I think, like, looking at the stats now, I think that maybe that's not the right scorecard. But again, stats are only one thing, right? You're going to actually watch the fight. It sure seemed like – so again, but where are the people saying that this fight, you know, should have went the other way because of the damage over control? Where are they, Marcel?
Yeah, I agree with you, but let's be honest, man. That other fight was much more high value on the card. You know what I mean? There was a lot of people, including myself, including Nolan King, who were saying like that was the best fight on the card, you know, before the fight.
I understand that. That's
why a lot of people have more attention to that one. Well, I agree with you, man. You know, I scored the first round clear for Danny Silva, in my opinion. I know Koulibaly landed a lot. Yeah, I did.
Oh man, I don't know because it's 32-11 in strikes. I mean, yeah, again, I respect your opinion. I respect your opinion.
I think he tagged him early, you know, and I don't think that Koulibaly did enough to get that one back.
All three judges had it for Koulibaly, by the way, first round. Just
yeah, but they can suck my dick. But yeah,
they want it.
No, they don't have to. I had Silva winning the fight, but I can see people giving it to Koulibaly as well. It's a close fight, you know. Yeah.
But again, like you look at the second round, 27-11 in strikes, and then you can say, oh, he had two takedowns and 2 minutes of control. Yeah, but he had 16 more strikes and then lost the round. So where are the people? I just want to see the judges' defenders on this one. I don't know where they're hiding on this one. It's just
which one only works over.
Second and third round, and I did give him that second round.
I give him 1 and 3.
See, you know what? Honestly, it was he also missed weight. We should point that out. He kind of used his size to win this fight. I think he's a decent fighter, but yeah, I mean, it was like a decent fight. It was okay. I just hate when they miss weight, man. I feel like it really puts an asterisk next to the win, you know. Yeah, but again, I didn't care about this fight enough either. Let's get a couple questions. We got a couple questions here, guys. Give me a second, guys. Thought Isaac won. Yeah, I think we all did. Kuba won the first two. You could argue that. I think the judge gave it. Yeah, Sal D'Amato had the first two points. The other ones had it for Silva. The big more round one seems to sway the judges. No, because all three gave it to Koulibaly. So they didn't sway them. Didn't see the Koulibaly fight. Sal lost. He seems like a cool dude. Thing I like about Koulibaly got dropped. Yeah, he did. It didn't get reflected. You're right. Funny part, two judges. Yeah, exactly. You guys look bite. Oh, okay. Thanks, man. I appreciate that. I had McDonald's for breakfast, so you're 100% right, buddy. Appreciate your opinion, man. Get the fuck out of here, dude. Asshole. All right, let's go to the next one. Hi, watch you guys and trust your picks. Appreciate that, man. Should fighters like Kenny be in the UFC? Not really. I mean, I think he might get cut, but yeah. Let's see here. Personally, I had a clear 2-1 Koulibaly. I get how someone gives Silva 1-3. Yeah. Two of the judges gave it to Silva in the second round. I swear they were giving decisions based on what would kill my parlays the hardest. Yeah, I know. Well, not the Kennedy one. I mean, he clearly lost that fight. Let's be real here. All right, let's go to the next fight here. Jacqueline.
Can we move a little bit on? Because I have to go to McDonald's in 5 minutes.
Hey, man, go ahead, dude. You want to criticize the way I look? That's totally – I don't really care. I mean, my brain works pretty well, so you can criticize the way I look all you want. I don't really care. My brain works well, so that's why we're breaking down the fights. All right, and I used to train too, so I'm not like a dummy. I don't anymore, but probably should. Anyways, Jacqueline Amarin gets the submission win over Corey McKenna. I mean, Mike Beltran fucked this fight up. Like, I don't think – thankfully, it didn't change the result. Thankfully,
yeah.
Because, I mean, I got this pick wrong, obviously. Corey, you know, she was – I don't know what she was thinking. I mean, she was just way too comfortable in that guard. And Jacqueline has got really good ground game, man. And gets the submission, especially the first round where we knew she'd be dangerous, right? She needed to survive the first round to win the fight. Mike Beltran says stop, and I think he touched the fighter, and then he said, no, keep going. That's fucked up, man. The fight should have been stopped at that point. And I know the argument's like, well, you know, thank God he didn't because the fighter ended up winning and she deserved to win. But, like, bro, when he says stop, the fight should be stopped. So,
the funny thing is when he said stop, she tapped. McKenna tapped when he said stop, you know? And then she did like this in the air, you know? And then he said stop. And I was like, okay, go, go, go. I was like, dude, you said stop. It's over, you know? And the thing is, like, in hindsight, you can say, like, it's good that it went on. And it was a clear tap after that. Because if he stopped at that moment and they cannot find a clear tap, it's like, oh, you know, it's like a no contest now because it wasn't a clear tap. So, yeah. I mean, maybe it's good it went through. But, yeah, fuck up by Mike Beltran, man, there. Yeah.
Again, I just really got lucky that the fighters kept continuing. I watched Amarin's post-fight, too, and she said that someone asked her, like, has this happened to you? And she said, well, in a jiu-jitsu competition, it happened. So she knew to keep the lock on because she knew that this could happen, too. So it just shouldn't happen. He did say stop. He literally said stop. He's like, stop. And then he's like, wait, no, keep going. Like, what the fuck? That was so weird. I do think he tapped her three times. I was looking at I think he missed a second tap as well, Marcel, the ref. He really fucked this fight up, dude. Like, it was – if that fight kept going, I mean, I think you could have had grounds for a no contest. You know, some people are saying that maybe McKenna can fight for a no contest because the referee changed the fight a little bit. I don't think that would win. I don't think it would fly. But at the same time, Marcel, when the fight – I thought when the refs had stopped, they had to stop the fight. Again, where are the judging – where's the refereeing apologists now? Where are they, Marcel? Last week with Duombe, they're saying, oh, well, it's not in the rule book. Where does it say in the rule book you can restart a fight? It doesn't say that at all. It says when the fight stops, it's over. So why are we starting it up again? That was fucking weird, man. Again, the right fighter won. Thiago Moises, I mean, looked amazing against Mitch Ramirez, who really probably shouldn't be in the UFC. The guy just looked outgunned completely. Moises calls out Dan Hooker for a fight night main event. I like the fight, man. I don't know. What do you think about that fight? You like it?
I mean, Moises did what he had to do when he got the leg kicks and he won the fight. The thing is, like, and I agree with Moises, kind of disrespectful to put him in second on the card, you know? He should have been higher. He paid his dues. He's been a fucking main event before, you know, on a fight night. So, yeah, he did what he had to do. He got the win, you know? That's pretty much it. He did what he had to do, and he did well. So, good for him.
No, I agree completely. Couple comments here. You can't start... Restart a fight, stop. That's the rules. That's what I thought. Should have been stopping. I said, I agree. Situation like Walker and Clive, where it should have been allowed. I agree. And it's so stupid. And honestly, stupid. All right. And then opening the main event, Charlampos and Gregorio gets fraud checked here. Marcel by Chad and Hellinger loses the decision. I think it's a fraud check. What do you think?
It's a debut, man, you know, so I don't want to say a fraud check, you know, but the thing is, like, and Hellinger looked really good, you know, you got to give him credit. Yeah. He looked really good. I think the first round he had some trouble, but after that he took over, you know, and it felt like that Charlampos was a one-round fighter pretty much, you know, that's how I feel after the fight. And Hellinger did really good. I'm happy for him. He needed the win after two losses, you know, and yeah, deserved win, man. Good for him.
Agreed. Yeah, that's it. That's the whole card. So I think it was 13 fights. Again, I only got 5 right in this card. It wasn't my best card, and I'm glad it's over. How many did you get right again? You got more than me. You got.
Let me. Can I count for a second? Sure. Then I'll let you know. Let me
you
see.
You know how to count to 10? I think you can count to 10.
Right? Motherfucker. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven.
Seven, yeah. I didn't really see too many people do really well on this card. It was kind of a tough card, I thought, personally. Zach says, I think Lampos got lucky chinning Cameron some other way too early for him to be in the UFC. Yeah, I mean, he just didn't look good to me, man. First round, he looked decent, but then again, he gassed out. He got, you know, it's one of those things where it's like, you're right, Marcel, maybe I'm being a little too critical. But I just thought, you know, because I kept saying, oh, he trains with Aljo, he trains with Rob, he's going to have great cardio. And then he cast out right after they said that. I was like, oh, yeah, shit.
Listen, man, of course, having like legit training partners or great training partners is awesome, but doesn't make you great yourself, you know?
I completely agree. I completely agree. By the way, I don't know if you saw that video. Did you see that video of Helen Yee swimming with Marab? Did you see that?
Yeah.
Dude, fucking impressive, eh?
Definitely.
I mean, I know Helen, she's been covering the sport like, just as long as I have, so a long time, and does a good job with the interviews. But she's been talking about how she's like a great swimmer and stuff, and I wasn't sure. I mean, a lot of people say they're good at something, right? And then they're not good at it. And then she posted this video, and dude, her form and her dive and the way she swam under that water against Marab and beats Marab in a swimming race. I mean, you guys said it's fucking impressive, man. I was really impressed. Like, it was like incredible technique. And I think she's trying out for the Olympics. And dude, I mean, like, I don't know like what the threshold is to make it, but like, I was really impressed, dude. Cause again, Rob, he can swim too, man. And her technique was incredible. Like, it's really impressive, dude. I don't know. I was like pretty blown away by that person. I'm not going to lie, you know? So, but yeah. Let's see. Really looked like, you know, yeah, he didn't look that good. Yeah, it was a tough card. And most people didn't, I feel like people didn't like this card. I see a lot of people saying, oh, thank God this fucking card's over and stuff. You know what I mean? So, yeah, no, she's definitely a good swimmer, dude. I was just impressed again because, you know, she actually raced Marab too, and like she beat him. So, and it didn't look like she was trying that hard. I'm not gonna lie. Like, Marab was, who did Marab top? The larger lady? Oh, you're talking about someone else. Oh, no.
We should have,
we're not talking about that here. Guys, keep that in the Discord, man. We're not talking about that here. My God. All right. Anyways, anything else you want to say about this card, or are you good? Well, I think we'll leave it at that. I think that's a good time to end it, right?
Yeah,
thank you, True. Perfect timing. I thought you talked about actually tapping someone out, and then I read the comment again. I was like, okay, never mind. We can't talk about that on here. All right, guys, we're gonna end the show. We're gonna start a new one in a second here. We're gonna do the preview for He Boss versus Nama Yunus. So just give me a sec, I'll tweet it out. Appreciate you guys joining us, and So the guy who said we look like McDonald's, he's right, because I had a McMuffin this morning and it was fucking delicious. Peace.